Good morning, Rabbi Osley.
We'll get started. So we're picking up today in Perek Chaf Dalet. So remember again, we're in the midst of the Mido of Yiras Hachet. So remember again that Ramchal already explained for us that in Yiras Hachet, there are two different categories. There's what he calls Yiras HaOnesh, which is fear of punishment, and Yiras HaRomimus. So in Yiras HaRomimus, of course, the fear is not of being punished, but the fear ultimately is of doing something that in some way erodes the cover of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of doing something that at the end of the day is neged the Ratzon Hashem, against the will of God. And not because I'm afraid that if I do something against the will of God, there's going to be punishment, but because I recognize that ultimately doing something against the will of God goes ahead and somehow erodes my relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. So he goes on, he says, V'hine alzeh ne'emar, about this it is said, about this type of yiro, he calls it Yiras HaRomimus, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid. Praiseworthy is the individual who is always afraid. U'perishu Zichronom Lebracha, and Chazal explain, Ha'u B'divrei Torah Ksiv. This is referring to Torah. Ki afilu b'sha'ah sheina roa ha'michshol ha'negedeinov, even at a time where a person does not see a particular stumbling block in front of him, a person's heart always has to be fearful within him. So we'll say there is this concept ultimately again of always being afraid of making the mistake. That a person always realizes, you know, as the Pasuk in Bereishis says, Lepesach chatas rovetz. So mistake is always lurking at the door. And again, we'll say, to be clear, this person over here, we're not referring to someone who's afraid of making the mistake because I'm afraid of the onesh, because I'm afraid of the punishment. I'm afraid of making the mistake because making the mistake erodes my spiritual standing. Making the mistake ultimately erodes or diminishes my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Making the mistake has a spiritually quantitative and qualitative detrimental impact on who and what I am. It's not the onesh here. And the scary part in life is that sometimes we make mistakes and we didn't even realize that this was a mistake-filled situation. Obviously, we have moments like that where I stumble and I realized I didn't even realize there was the capacity to stumble in these circumstances. I thought I was free and clear. I thought everything was fine. And then only after the fact do I realize that this situation was fraught with so much spiritual danger. So the person who lives life, says Ramchal, with this Yiras HaRomimus, essentially, if you're not supposed to say, there's a common denominator among many of the different midos that Ramchal discusses. And generally, the most prevalent common denominator is living life with a sense of vigilance. Because more often than not, what Ramchal posits is that the reason we make mistakes in life is not because we don't care, it's not because we're not concerned, but it's because we're simply falling asleep at the wheel of life. So if you go ahead and you live with vigilance, at the end of the day, you're able to avoid many mistakes. He goes on, Va'al yirazos, ar Moshe ben Adlav HaShalom, Ba'avur tiyeh yirasa apneichem, Levilti techato. Moshe Rabbeinu says that you should live life with this yirasa, with this fear. In this case, again, yiras haromimos, on your face, levilti techato, lest you go ahead and sin. Kize ikar hayira, sheyihya ha'adam yore umizdazeya tamit, ad shalot hasur yirira zumimenu. This is the ikar of yira, that a person should be fearful. Mizdazeya. Mizdazeya means literally shaking. Ad shalot hasur, in order that this yira be ever present. Ki ayideze, vadai lo yavo lidechet. Because of this, again, a person will not come to sin. Vim yavo, and if a person does come to sin, yachshov ke'ones yechashev, then a person ultimately will be reckoned as an ones. So we'll say, see here what he's saying over here, that if a person lives with this yiras haromimus, which means that a person wants to go ahead, maybe we could just, maybe we could just shut it off. Okay, thank you. So it's just on pauses, it's difficult to hear. So he says, So again, remember, if a person lives with this vigilance, then lemaisa, again, they're going to avoid sin. Because remember, if I'm living with this vigilance, I'm ever present, I'm aware of the fact that every single thing that I do wrong erodes kavod shemayim, erodes the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and erodes my relationship, I'll be vigilant to go ahead and make sure that I don't engage in negative behavior. And if it does happen, The Chazabos says sometimes things happen in life. Ultimately, again, it will be treated like an onis, it will be treated like extenuating circumstances. So Yeshayahu says, if you look in footnote 18, Ani v'unachei ruach shafel v'anav. That ultimately, so Yeshayahu says, v'al ze'abit, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, to this one I will look, to an ani, to a poor person, unachei ruach. Nechei ruach, now ani in this case doesn't mean someone who is materially impoverished, but rather it ultimately means one who is humble and of lowly of spirit, and charid al divari. Ultimately, again, it's fearful about my word. V'David HaMelech ishtaveach ba'zeh v'amar sarim ridafuni chinam. Oh, thank you. U'midivarcha pachad libi. So David HaMelech says, literally, there are people who have run after me unnecessarily. U'midivarcha pachad libi. And from your words, my heart is concerned. U'kvar matzanu. Sh'hamalochim ha'gidolim v'haramim charedim v'rashim tamim ve'geos Hashem. Rebosei, you see that even the malochim. So we'll say, again, I can't stress this enough, because Ramchal is describing over here a different form of Yiras Hashem. Often when we speak about Yiras Hashem, the focus often is on Yiras HaOnesh, about punishment. And you know, fear of punishment is not an effective, impactful, or meaningful way to forge a relationship with God. For one simple reason, no one likes to live in fear. So at some point in time, if my whole relationship with God is built on fear, at some point in time, most people will check out. They will check out, because no one wants to live hiding under the table waiting for the big patch to come because you step out of line. For a simple reason, we all make mistakes. So meaning, if there was the possibility to avoid all mistakes and therefore I could avoid punishment, maybe I could live with that type of model. But now that I know that I can't avoid mistakes, which means if I just have a relationship with a punishing God, that means at any point in time when I make a mistake, he's going to punish me. It's very difficult to live with. What he's referring to over here is something different. I have the opportunity to have a relationship with the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. But that relationship requires care and concern on my part. I have to act in a vigilant way for two reasons. Number one, because I have a responsibility to do whatever is within my power to maintain and to help maintain the dignity of God in this world. And when I don't act the way I am supposed to, that erodes the dignity of God in this world. I want to be clear. It doesn't erode the dignity of God in an objective fashion. Man can't erode the dignity of God. But what a man does have the ability to do is to erode the dignity of God in Olam Hazeh. So if I go ahead and I act inappropriately, I'm eroding that dignity in this world. So I have an obligation to maintain Kavod Shamayim in this world, and I have an obligation to maintain relationship. That's what Yiras HaRomimus means. And what Ramchal is pointing out is that you see, great people, Yeshayahu and others, are all concerned, all try to foster within themselves this midah of humility in order to go ahead and maintain kvod shamayim. So let's just read one more line and then we'll stop. Ukvar matzanu, shamalochim agedolim v'haramim, charedim v'rashim tamim ve'geos Hashem. I will say, this is amazing. You see that even the malochim, even the angels are charedim. I mean, even angels are charedim. I want to just point that out. You know, charedi angels. So what happens? So even the charedi angels, even the angels who are great, charedim means, again, they're fearful. They shake. V'ro'ashim tamin mipnei geos Hashem. That they are overwhelmed often because of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad she'amru, zechronam levrach, until Chazal said again, Nahar dinor mehechan yotze. So this is interesting. He's referring over here to a prophecy of Daniel, that Daniel saw in a prophetic vision this river called Nahar Dinor. Now, Nahar Dinor was a river that he saw that emanated from Shamayim. It was a river from Shamayim that descended down to the earth. So where does Nahar Dinor come from? Get ready for this. Mize Asan Shalchayos. From the sweat of the angels. What does that mean? V'hu mipnei ha'ima asher aleihem tamid miromemuso yisparach. I will say, where does that sweat come from? Where does that shvitzin come from? It comes from the angelic recognition of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even the malachim, who don't have the Yetzirah, even the malachim ultimately, again, who don't really even have the propensity to sin, even they feel an awesome responsibility to uphold Kavod Shamayim, to uphold the honor and the dignity of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's such an incredibly overwhelming thing for them that literally it causes them to kiviyachol to sweat. And ultimately, again, it's that sweat that Daniel saw in the Naradino. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem again with the Yiras HaRomimus tomorrow.